Welcome to my podcast series, all about my Catholic faith. This is a podcast to help my son and nephews and all young people learn more about what the Catholic Church teaches. My hope is that not only those close to me, but everyone will learn more about Jesus Christ and the Church that he started more than 2,000 years ago. This podcast will be true to the Catechism of the Catholic Church and the Holy Bible. We will follow a simple format during each of these podcasts. First, we will read some discussion questions to ponder during the lesson. We will then read a selection from the Bible that is related to the lesson. We will go through an explanation of what we just heard. Then we will move on to some questions and answers. The next segment will be a little bit more from the Bible. We will wrap up the lesson with the answers to the questions that we were thinking about throughout the lesson. So, let's get right into this lesson. This is lesson number 3, the Unity and Trinity of God. Just like before, let's think about the following questions during this lesson. How many persons are in God's heavenly family? How do we know this? What are the names of the persons in God? What do we call this mystery of the three persons in one God? When will we know all about this mystery? Here's a reading from the Bible to get this lesson started. This is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 18, 19, and 20. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you." So, what can we learn about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? Well, when Jesus told his disciples to baptize the people, he said to do so in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. He made it clear that he and the Father and the Son are one. They are different persons, but only one God. The Father is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Spirit is God. But the Father is not the Son, and he is also not the Holy Spirit. Jesus is not the Father, and he is also not the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is not the Father, and he is also not Jesus, the Son. But remember, all of them are one God. We only have one God. We call this the Blessed Trinity. The Trinity is definitely a mystery. It's something that the human brain just cannot really understand. We believe it, though, because Jesus told us so. We believe Jesus because he proved that he is God by doing miracles and by raising himself from the dead 3 days after he was crucified on the cross. We'll understand the mystery of the Blessed Trinity one day. That day will be when we are with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit in heaven. As Catholics, we make the sign of the cross at many different times. You know, when we go to Mass, we walk in the front door, we bless ourselves with the holy water, we say in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and also when we do many other prayers, like when we say grace, or our Father, or prayers like the rosary, and many other times. When you make the sign of the cross, always think of the Blessed Trinity. Remember that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are all one God. Now here's a few questions and the answers from the Catechism. So, is there only one God? Well, yes, of course, there is only one God. How many persons are there in God? Remember, there's only one God, but there are three divine persons in God. Remember that the Father is one person, Jesus is the second person, and the Holy Spirit is the third person. Three persons, but all the same one God. What do we mean by the Blessed Trinity? Again, we are talking about one God being three divine persons. Let's read a little more from the Bible. This first selection is from Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and yet you are coming to me?" Jesus said to him in reply, "Allow it now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed him. After Jesus was baptized, he came up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened for him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming upon him. And a voice came from the heavens saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." Here we learn that Jesus was baptized by John, and then God, the Father, spoke to announce that Jesus is his Son as the dove, which was the Holy Spirit, descended upon them. If Jesus is the Father's Son and the Father is God, then Jesus is also God. It's just like a boy that is the son of a human dad. He is also a human. And the kitten of a daddy cat is also a cat. So, the Son of God is, of course, God. Now, here's a reading from John chapter 5, verses 17 through 21. But Jesus answered them, "My Father is at work until now, so I am at work. For this reason, the Jews tried all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but he also called God his own Father, making himself equal to God." Jesus answered and said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, a son cannot do anything on his own, but only what he sees his Father doing. For what he does, his Son will do also. For the Father loves the Son and shows him everything that he himself does, and he will show him greater works than these so that you may be amazed. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives life, so also does the Son give life to whomever he wishes." So here Jesus was telling us that he is God's Son. He's also saying that he will be doing many amazing things that only God could do. And Jesus says here in a reading from John chapter 14, verses 25 and 26, "I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, that the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you." So, you ready for a little quiz? Because I know we all love quizzes. I sure do. Yeah, right. But anyway, here we go. True or false? God is the Father, and he is the second person in God. Well, he is the Father, but he's not the second person in God. He is the first person of God. God the Son is the third person in God. No, remember, Jesus, the Son, he's the second person in God. Three person in one God is a mystery. Oh yeah, it's definitely a mystery. There are several mysteries in this world, and that's one of the biggest mysteries. We just don't understand it really. Our brains can't really comprehend it. But when we are in heaven, we will certainly finally understand it. I look forward to that day when I can talk to God and ask him that question. So just how does the Holy Spirit and the Father and the Son, how are you all one God? And I'm sure when I'm in heaven, I'll see them right there together, all as one God. So are there only two persons in God? No. Remember, there's three. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And here's the last true or false question. Jesus told us about the mystery of the Blessed Trinity. Well, he did in the Bible, of course. In the passages that we already read, you heard of Jesus telling us about the Father and the Son, which was him, and the Holy Spirit. You know, the Blessed Trinity is definitely a mystery, but I hope that you're learning a little bit more about it today. And here are a few more questions for you. In God, there are how many divine persons? I think you probably got this by now. There's three. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God the Father is the first, second, or third person of the Blessed Trinity. Oh, that's right. He's the first person. You got it. God the Son is what person of the Trinity? Of course, yeah. He's the second person. And God the Holy Spirit is what person of the Blessed Trinity? Yeah, the third person. Remember, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. First, second, and third. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. All right, that's great. And this lesson is just about over. I hope that you've learned a little bit more about the Blessed Trinity. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are God. There are links to the Catechism of the Catholic Church, the Holy Bible, and other helpful links on our blog website, 2cjs.com. Make sure that you take time to praise God by going to Mass and thinking about what you have learned while you bless yourself with the sign of the cross and say, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Until next time, please pray for me, and I will pray for you. God bless you, and bye for now.